Don Mosley worked close to 43 years in the steel mills in Northwest Indiana. From day one, he knew it was going to be tough to work at the steel mills.
With my experience, when I started, very hard. You had to prove yourself as a black man. You really had to prove yourself as a black man, because any little thing that you did wrong, you're gone. We said we're the new hirees, we were told to come here. And he looked up and he was in shock, because really that mill hardly had any blacks. And it was two black guys there that, and it was so surprising to him, you know, because we overheard, you know, got two black guys out there, you know. A rolling mill really was not supposed to be, you know, they tried to keep it more white than they tried anything else, because it was one of the better mills.
Mosley was urged by the old-timers to go into the higher-paying jobs in the trades, positions like mechanic or electrical. Other blacks who had tried before him were shut out, even though they had the skills.
You know, I did labor for a while, and then I started training in different areas of the mill. I went and took the test. I passed the test. And they told me I was going to be going to school and everything. And so I started going to school, and then you had what you call these move-up tests. And the previous mechanics and everything would usually help people coming in, you know, through these situations. They would not help me, because like I said, it was 200 and something mechanics there, three were black. So in a way, I think it was a good thing for me, because it made me learn. I had to read, I had to test, I had to pass the test, because they knew once I got to that final step, I moved around 100 some mechanics with my seniority. And that's what they didn't want. But with the way the new contracts and stuff was, they went away from departmental seniority to plant-wide seniority. And that helped the minorities tremendously.
Mosley says even with the struggles he's had, he's grateful for the life he's been able to give his family by working at the steel mills.
I would never tell anybody different. They've been very good to me. They helped me raise my family. It allowed my family, my kids, my wife, it allowed us and myself. We did a lot of things in life. I've had a very good life, but it wasn't without struggle. I have had times, really back in the 80s, when didn't know what we were gonna do or whatever. We went down for a year and a half. They would only give us 32 hours. And sometimes you wonder how you're gonna make it. Well, my belief in God, a week. I mean, everything just went. And a strong woman. I'm not gonna leave that out. She's a very strong woman. She stuck with me through these bad times. And say, this is how we gonna make it. Coming forward, it got better. It got better. Coming into the 2000s, I think it slipped back.
Mosley is concerned about the future crop of workers coming into the steel mills.
Because when they get hired in, they start off, they might have been at a job where they're making $7, $8 an hour. You get hired into the mill, you start off at 20. You're making this $20, $30, $35 an hour. You don't have a union, a strong union behind you, it will cease. They showed that with the contracts toss that's going on now between U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal Steel. They're showing that right now. If you don't have a strong union, they'll walk right over you.
In East Chicago, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.